This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Eagle going to fly today, Tom? Stars and Stripes? Kevin's kind of in charge of the Eagle, and we let him go to WeFest. He's getting all ready for our live broadcast. Any of our listeners that are going to WeFest, you'll want to find the what's on your mind. Let's look for the flags. Just look for the flags. There'll probably be a lot of Trump 2024 flags out there. There'll be lots of American flags out there. And the Stars and Stripes will lead you to the what's on your mind location, ladies and gentlemen. At WeFest, Florida Georgia Line, Dierks Bentley, and whom I forget. They're good shows, really good shows. There we go, exactly.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
where would that be?
Here's what I tell everyone: I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
That's where we are today. Exactly right. Getting lots of texts on the different deer stories and all the well wishes. Are you sure you're okay? Everything okay? You feel fine? I do feel fine. By the way, I do thank my Chevy truck for that, because Steve Zahn from Pucklich said it right. The cocoon is how I felt. I was in a cocoon after smoking that deer. And I don't mean... You know, Todd earlier said you shouldn't smoke deer because it's bad for you. I hit the deer, Todd.
Well, I just don't know how you hold it up to your mouth that long. That's all.
Right, yeah. But I also should thank the good Lord, because clearly my guardian angel was looking out for me, too. And, you know, good thing I said my prayers in the shower this morning before I left for Fargo for Grand Forks, because, I mean, it was just no time. Boom. I always think if you didn't put that deer on the pavement and it came up in the windshield, I mean, you, what a mess. I don't want to think about it. Watch for the deer and say your prayers and everything will be just fine. And drive a Chevy too. I would say that. Senator Hovind is here. Bottom of the hour, Mayor Bochensky is here. We're at Strata Corporation today. We came here because we just wanted to find out a little bit about what's to come in this infrastructure deal. Senator Hovind could tell us about that as well today. There are a lot of wins in this for North Dakota jobs, for North Dakota contractors. There's a little bit of junk in it, which there is in every bill when you've got a bipartisan need to get something passed. But there's way more good. I'd say, you know, way better than half of this is good. Might be as much as 80%. In fact, we'll start with Senator Hovind. I want to start with that and just see if he agrees with me on this. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, understand you hit a deer, huh?
I did. Yep. The deer lost, though. Scott won, deer zero, thanks to the folks that put a cocoon in my Chevy pickup. So everything's fine. But it
was... Well, glad to hear you're okay. And yeah, I mean, I've hit a deer before, and it's I did it at night, so it can be pretty startling.
Ooh.
But glad you're okay. And I drive a pickup truck too, and so I kind of like those bigger vehicles. That's another reason as I'm driving around the state.
Safety is amazing in those things and what they've done. I mean, OnStar was on the phone in a second.
It
used to call 911. I mean, Steve Zahn was just telling me about all the safety features that put that deer down, the sensors. Do we need airbags? Do we not? I mean, all of that. Wow. It was amazing, and I've never hit a deer before. So today was my first, but I know that many have, and just watch for them. That's all I'll tell you. Just keep an eye out. You keep the phone as far away from you as possible, maybe out of your reach even, because you need your eyes on the road. Wow. Anyway, here's what I have in the way of an assessment. Senator Kramer was on with us for 2 hours on Friday and kind of walked through the legislation. So most of our listeners are up to speed on sort of the good, the bad, and the indifferent. But my quick analysis was 20% of stuff that you and your Republican colleagues absolutely know is the best of the best when it comes to infrastructure spending. Something we need, something that means jobs, and something that you believe is really rock solid. 60% of that bill is stuff Republicans and Democrats actually agree on. Roads and the more bridges in Walsh County that are 100 years old, and all the things that are true infrastructure, and 20% is just a stink bomb. What would you say about that analysis?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of analysis we have to do. And at the end of the day, I mean, and Kevin's very knowledgeable on this. The base bill came out of one of Kevin's committees. So he's on EPW, and they wrote the base bill. So this is something that, you know, he's been working on, obviously, for some time. And so, you know, we want it to be targeted to infrastructure. And so that's first. And then second, no tax increases. And then we want it paid for. So those are some of the keys. And then, like you say, when we talk about infrastructure, it has to be infrastructure. So things like, obviously, roads and bridges, flood protection, those kind of hard infrastructure things. But we've also worked to bring some things into it out of my energy committee, or the energy committee I serve on, which will help with coal-fired electric, you know, the carbon capture and storage. And we're going to crack the code. We're going to lead the country on that. And that's a big deal. So it's important that some of those things are in there. But yeah, at the same time, obviously, we don't like everything in it. We're trying to, through the amendment process, to do what we can to improve it. But here's the other thing, Scott, and Kevin probably talked to you about this as well. The Democrats want to come with this huge tax and spend package, $3.5 trillion. And we're hopeful by doing a targeted infrastructure package, we have out there what people want, and hopefully that will help us try to stop this big tax and spend package that the Democrats are trying to bring next.
And literally next, as in you pass this because they realize they can't stop it. In fact, I saw Friday that Schumer kind of had a fit right on the floor and said, we're not going to allow a vote on this, and then finally realized he was going to lose on that. So, you know, took the stop sign down, but quickly said, we'll just come with our bill next. So they're going to come with the $3.5 trillion that is not paid for. The $1.5 is paid for, meaning dollars that are already allocated or highway trust fund money or whatever, right? No tax increases for the $1.5 trillion.
Yeah, but a huge... example, we repurpose money out of their American Rescue Plan, which they passed, and we actually pull money in. So we're saving money by doing that. But, yeah, that's the idea, is we pay for it and we don't raise taxes. They want to come with a big $3.5 trillion spending package where they call it infrastructure, but it's really a social program, and they're going to raise taxes to boot. So that's what we're trying to prevent and trying to avoid, try to get enough support for the bipartisan bill to really prevent them from being able to pass their $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill.
Texture says, Senator, Republicans and Democrats worked together to kill Trump's infrastructure plan just 4 short years ago. Why now is infrastructure so important that it's worth handing Biden and Pelosi a win?
Well, again, it's, you know, President Trump supports infrastructure. I support infrastructure. It's really about having something that works for the country. And obviously, Democrats should have worked with us and with the Trump administration to get it done. But that's why we're trying to do it in a way that works, that is a win for the country, and hopefully stop some of this big tax and spend policy that Democrats are trying to put through.
One thing I want to ask you about the Trump plan is it included a really innovative permitting reform that basically said, Biden killed it on day one or five or whatever. That's the biggest win out of the infrastructure deal that's about to pass, isn't it?
Exactly. The permitting process, we actually go back. So the Democrats, day one, they kill the streamlined permitting that Trump, you know, worked to get in place. And we go back and we grab that, and we've got that in the bill, that streamlined permitting. So that's a very important point. And so, you know, instead of taking 8 or 10 years to build something, you can get it built in 2. That's huge.
Right. Yeah, so if you're funding something now, that doesn't mean it's going to get built. And these people that want to build it, there's all kinds of roadblocks for the dumbest reasons ever, I would say. You know, like
those are the wins in this bill that come out of the Trump administration.
Somebody also wanted me to ask you about BNSF, because there is a push to have more safety features in trains, and you've been a dog on bone on this going back to obviously Castleton and other things. Did any of that get in this infrastructure for improving the safety on rail?
It does provide help on rail. And my understanding, and this is from the short line rails, and those are the guys that I really pay attention to, because we've got a lot of them in North Dakota, as you know, and they're very important to us. They're very important in ag world and in energy world. And they seem to feel that we do have provisions in there that are good for rail and will be helpful.
John Hovind, our guest, Senator, senior senator from North Dakota. And questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Only about 45 seconds to the break. Biggest win for North Dakota in this infrastructure bill that you're excited about?
Well, as you know, I'm really committed to cracking the code on carbon capture, and so we've got provisions in here that are going to help our guys do that, our coal-fired electric industry, lead the nation, so we keep our coal-fired electric power plants, low-cost, dependable energy, and the mines, and we capture CO2. And remember, we're going to do that on ethanol plants, too. So this is all about, you know, really leading the country and the world in this new innovation. We've got help in there for these guys to do it.
More on that when we come back with Senator Hovind. I also want to ask about a couple other things in the news as well. And your questions or comments, welcome to Forum 2. We're going to talk a little bit about Grand Forks and all the things that are happening here as well. And there is a lot. That's why we're here today at Strata. And want to talk with Mayor Bochansky at the bottom of the hour a little bit about that, too. Stay tuned. Brought to you today by ndforallenergy.org. That's right. All energy, wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource, $10.6 million in property taxes in 1 year, $19 million to landowners in 1 year. ndforallenergy.org.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You come again and you lose.
What's on your mind today? Brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Do you know they're number one in nursing? And they're not about being prideful or bragging or anything like that, but this seriously is about their nursing students, because their students have been deemed number one by the National Benchmarking Service, Mountain Measurements. And what they do is they go on and say, okay, what are the test results of your graduates? So the nursing faculty is so good at UMary that they can tell by the graduates' test results that literally every nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. That's 100% success rate. So obviously that's an honor. And the top-notch nursing graduates, the faculty, just tell you about the long tradition of excellence that continue at UMary. Find out more at umary.edu, the finest nursing education in the nation. They're not saying it. The people that keep score are saying it. umary.edu/nursing. Back with Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him. Getting a lot of questions about whether or not you plan to send staff or whether you plan to go to the cyber symposium, which my understanding, the best way to explain this is a reenactment of the 2020 election with cyber experts. And so it's more for the experts and, you know, people that are elected. Senators, legislators, county auditors, secretaries of state, that kind of thing. It's next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I've gotten a half a dozen different ones saying, are you going, are you sending staff? Any plans to be part of that event, Senator?
Well, right now it looks like we'll be in session, so I won't be there, but our guys are aware of it, and they're checking into it. I think it's going to be live streamed as well, so I think even if you're not there, you can pick it up live stream. But I know my chief's checking into it and trying to find all that out.
Are you confident that we have the proper amount of election integrity that we need in our elections, or we've still got work to do?
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, Scott. We need to continue to do more, and we need to, you know, people want to know the election is sound and secure. That serves everybody. And so we've got to have that election integrity, and people have to feel comfortable that it's there. And the other thing is we've got to find a way where this stuff doesn't get drug out so long. We need to know, you know, by the time we finish up on election day, and I get it maybe late in the night, but people need to know how these races came out. And so, yeah, we got to continue to work on it.
It's a state thing more than anything, right? I mean, if we believe in the Constitution, this is about legislators and legislative bodies properly, correctly certifying elections. And I know there's been efforts to federalize elections. You don't want that, do you?
No way. I mean, our founding fathers, in their great wisdom, set it up for the states to run elections. That's think how important that is to us in North Dakota. We don't want Washington, D.C., running our election. We in North Dakota, as North Dakotans, common sense, we're going to run our election. That's what the Constitution provides, and that's the way it needs to work.
Another texter wants you to explain the win-win of Marathon diesel fuel becoming more valuable if it's supported by wind turbines that some of the locals objected to over the last week. I'm not familiar with this project, but evidently wind is used to support Marathon Oil refinery in Dickinson, so you got a renewable supporting a non-renewable. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. Essentially, what Marathon wants to do is they want to take soy oil from this new plant we're building and from other sources, right? So there is a win on the ag side, and then they're going to sell that as renewable diesel. And they can sell it out in places like California and those kind of places if it's a low-carbon fuel. So they also actually want to put up windmills either on or right by their property, right there by their plant, and then use that to help power their plant, which also then gives them additional, you know, low-carbon benefit for selling that to meet these standards they have out in places like California. So that's what they're trying to do. And, again, we're about tying all this stuff together. You know, I just got done talking about how important our coal-fired electric industry is and how committed I am to it. To me, this is just like when we did the fracking revolution. We're going to do the same thing for our coal-fired electric guys. But, anyway, that's the concept that Marathon's working on.
I also want to ask you a little bit about Grand Forks, Grand Forks Air Force Base. You are on some key appropriations committees on this. I'm at Strata Corp today. They build things, right? Big concrete aprons for.
They pour a little bit of concrete.
They do, yeah, and a little bit of that aggregate, right? And there's a lot of that here. How much more of that is there going to be with Space Force now? With rather than looking back to say, okay, this is the way the Air Force did infrastructure. It seems to be transforming, and you have a partnership with UND and Space Force coming. Just a lot of things happening. Tell us a little bit about what that means for careers, jobs, our economy.
Yeah, so Grand Forks is now an ISR, Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance Mission. We lead that with the Global Hawk. We are working as to transition in the newer ISR stuff. I can't go into that yet, but we will be pretty soon. And we're also tying it in with space operations, right? So we are actually now going to be a place where we have command and control and so forth with these what are called low Earth orbit satellites. We're putting up a lot of them. I was down at Cape Canaveral recently because there's a number of them going up. General Atomics had two of those on one of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets. And the communication is going to be done with laser. That's being developed at Grand Sky Technology Park. General Atomics is developing that laser technology with some of the appropriation I've been able to get for them. So, I mean, we are now going from not only all things unmanned aviation, we are now reaching into space and this whole satellite thing. UND is tied in, Customs and Border Protection. I mean, it's really amazing and exciting for North Dakota, certainly for the Grand Forks region. And just so many things to talk about there, we're going to have to do a whole show on it. And one point, I just mentioned Customs and Border Protection. This administration needs to start securing that southern border. This is outrageous what's going on. They need to get on top of it. I've been down there, as you know, and we're continuing to push it. But they've got to, and we need to get the Canadian border.
Senator, they know that. Don't you think this is on purpose? And by the way, is it a coincidence that the southern hospitals have COVID rates spiking?
Exactly.
And you have no COVID protocols at the border? I don't think so.
Think about it, Scott. They need to secure the southern border and open the northern border.
Yeah, no kidding.
Common sense.
Texter says, does this infrastructure bill have anything in it on mail-in voting? I'd heard there was a possibility that was going to be snuck in.
No, I'll check on it, but I don't think so, and certainly shouldn't be in there, and I'll check on it again.
Last call. We have just a minute left. Dan Fargo, quickly for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead.
Yes, Senator, I'm tired of hearing about the problems with carbon and carbon sequestration. Don't farmers... good ones realize you need carbon to produce the corn when it's fruiting. Carbon is taken out of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's silly to try to get rid of it or reduce it.
All right, let's get Senator Hoeven's answer in a half a minute.
Well, number one, I appreciate what you're saying. Number two, anything we do with farmers and carbon has to be farmer-friendly. I'm fighting for that all the time. And number three, I'm working with our coal-fired industry to make sure that we keep them around for the long term. But I understand your frustration. Let's use some common sense on how we do all this.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's easier in North Dakota than anywhere else because of the salt deposits to be able to fix what they consider to be the bad
stuff.
That,
and we put the regulatory requirements in place over the last decade to do it. Right on.
Yeah. Good stuff. Dan, appreciate the call. You're a good reminder because we've sort of got sucked into the woke world and the train has left the station on
that.
But
his point is common sense, and I'm on board with that.
Absolutely. Got to stand up for what's right through all of it. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. Mayor Bochensky of Grand Forks, when we come back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up that concerns us the most.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Son. You know, all this COVID protocols coming back, right? COVID protocols everywhere, they're coming back. Well, one of the best COVID protocols you can do is install the IAQ air cleaning products from H.A. Thompson and Sons in your home or your business. It is an attachment to all of your current apparatus. It's very cost-effective. It goes in quickly and easily. But most importantly, it helps prevent the spread of colds, the flu, and it kills viruses and mold spores and odors and bacteria. HATandSons.com to find out more. And know this, where this was put in, it worked. It worked all day long. Mayor Brzezinski of the city of Fargo joining us in a moment. First, Henry in Fargo has a question. Henry, you're on. What's on your mind?
I apologize to the mayor. The question is perceived his coming on. But my deal is the other day you had Kevin Cramer on there pushing the bill, you know, for the $1.2 trillion. Now it's 3,200 pages long. Somebody called in and asked him about how you're doing it right. And he said he hasn't had regular order in the Congress since he's been there. And that's really the problem, isn't it? You just had Hovind on. You ask him, he's going to South Dakota, and he stumbles around and says, oh, wait a minute, we're in session. But yet he went down to Florida for some other deal, but he can't go down and see about the biggest thief and robbery of our country's history. These two got to go. These two are not representing North Dakota. They are not representing the United States. They are just junior swamp members. Go ahead.
No, it's your comment. The show's called What's on Your Mind. I think if I had to look at every congressional delegation in the United States of America, I wouldn't trade those two for anything. Who would you trade them for?
Anybody. Why don't we get somebody in there? The government is broken, Scott. Why don't we focus? Like I said, he hasn't been regular. Why don't we pass a real budget? When's the last time we did it?
Well, let's just do this, Henry. Let me pull out my Constitution. I got it in my briefcase here, and let me go through. Remember Abe Lincoln? What is Abe Lincoln's signature achievement? I would say it was his masterful way of saying slavery can no longer be legal. Was he able to do that by edict? No. But we had a Republican as president, and we had Republican members, and he had to win over a few guys on the other side, and he did. And he did it by recognizing that we have an executive branch, and when the executive branch is controlled by Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are the leaders in the House and the Senate, you can only do so much. So I think when they have a $1.5 trillion deal, when they know the Democrats want to spend $5 trillion, so they peel off the $1.5 and say, that will actually be infrastructure, that's a win. I think that it would do no good to have John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer in Sioux Falls, but if their staff is there and the cyber experts are there, and by the way, Doug Burgum should be asked whether or not Sean Wiley's going to be there, because Sean Wiley is the guy that fights off cyber attacks every day in North Dakota, and we had one on election night. I just think it's the idea that, oh, they didn't agree with me on this thing, so fire them. Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get? You got two Republicans that are fighting like the Dickens in the Senate, and Kelly Armstrong is fighting like the Dickens in the House. They don't win every battle, Henry. They do not win every battle, but they win more than their fair share. So I don't think it's smart to throw them out.
Scott, the other day you made another comment of, you know, you were going to continue on and you were going to do this, do that, and then you're going to check the Scott hate mail. I think people are just tired of you being apologetic for these people. Let's put their feet to the fire. Let's get something done. And if they can't get it done, get somebody else in there. If they can't get it done, get somebody else in there. America's burning around you, and you want to defend them. I can't understand this guy.
Well, here's the deal, though. They are where they are, and I believe they agree with you that America's burning, and I believe they're doing everything within their power to fight that. And by the way, as far as elections, that's on legislators. That is on legislators. Unless you want to blow up the Constitution, it is up to legislators, Henry. And you know what? I'm a big boy. I can take your criticism. So can they. John Hoeven was just on for a half an hour, and the caller called in about what again? I forget what the issue was. But the whole first segment, you know, I got some texts. I read them for him. You can call these people. You can hold them accountable. You're the ones that elect them. I mean, this is up to you as much as it is to me. I'm not defending anybody. I'm giving them a platform to talk to you, and you get to hold them accountable. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I appreciate your feedback. I appreciate you telling me what's on your mind. And I even say if you think I'm being apologetic for them, that's just fine. That's just fine. I don't think that's what I'm doing. I think I'm explaining why I think in the case of infrastructure, it makes sense. I believe the most important thing in this country right now is that we have free and fair elections. And Mike Lindell is being a patriot on that. And I think our job as citizens, as voters, is to call everybody we've ever voted for and say, are you going to be there? Are you going to send somebody there? And even if they're not there, I heard John Hoeven say it's streamed. We're going to try and get somebody there. We will take every minute of it in. Kevin Cramer said I'm watching it and I'm sending three staff members. I don't think that's blowing it off. Anyway, let me welcome our next guest, the mayor of the great city of Grand Forks, Brandon Bochensky. Hello, Mayor.
Hey, thanks for having me. I start to wonder about dealing with city council. I'm glad I don't have to go to bat against Pelosi and Schumer and some of those crazy liberals in D.C. So
there's a lot of that out there these days, isn't there?
Unbelievable.
Henry did apologize for taking a little bit of your time in asking the question.
Yeah, I'd like to see you got fired up. I like to see that. So
yeah,
it was fun to watch.
I was around hockey players too many years, so I get fired up easy. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of which, Brandon was a UND hockey player, went on to play pro hockey, came back to Grand Forks, and you know, he's a business guy, he's an investor, and now he's the leader of Grand Forks. And one thing I remember from your campaign, you wanted to make Grand Forks great again. You wanted to get Grand Forks back off the mat. How are you doing on that?
I think we're doing great. You know, it's kind of been 20 years of stagnation. You see other towns in Grand Forks and across the U.S. have done a lot better, and they've taken more risk, and it's brought more people and more business in. But we're starting to change that mold that's been in Grand Forks. Kind of standoffishness towards business, and we're opening up the doors, and so far we're reaping the benefits, and it's going to take some years to see that flow back in, but you know, we're going to have more to do, and we'll have less of a tax burden on each taxpayer.
What is your top priority? What is on the drawing board right now?
My top priority have been bringing business, and now we've got with Core Scientific right now, a wet corn mill with Cirrus Aircraft expanding, Philadelphia. A lot of these companies have been expanding. Now we've written checks that we've got to cash, so we've got to get workforce there. So a lot of these quality of life, we're looking at economic development a little bit differently now, and look at investments in quality of life, so aquariums, you know, children's museums, things that can draw families and keep people, either bring them here and have a reason to come, or to keep them here and retain the talent that's already here, because we're going to need workers.
I have gray hair. You don't. But whenever a gray hair hears that, they think, that isn't the job of the city. That isn't the job. I mean, they have jobs, so come, there'll be paychecks. That isn't how the world works anymore, is it?
Well, and I've always been a guy, until I got into this role, I always said, I went where the work was. I went to Russia, not because it was nice. I went there because I got paid well to go play hockey there. So I've always had that ideal. And when you go on these smaller wage jobs, if you're at a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year job, you're going to look at definitely quality of life stuff, and you've got to have that money left over at the end of that after your expenses to be able to enjoy your life. So you got to have a value proposition in the city. And two years ago when I was running, I definitely, I'm not a huge fan of public money going there, but we've got to change the tide a little bit, and I hope we get to the place where Fargo or other cities are, where they don't have to offer as many of those incentives to get businesses.
What I've noticed in Watford City as an example, which is a city that went through enormous transformation because of the oil and gas, and McKenzie County is the largest producing oil and gas community in the country, in the United States of America. Think about that.
That's awesome.
And we're in a battle now because New Mexico's creeping in, and you have some of the forces of, I don't know if we should do this, and I don't know if we should do that, and forget where they came from. But I've been impressed with business buying in on that, too. So the city says, we're going to take a portion of the oil revenue we get in taxes, and we're going to build a Rough Rider Center, and we're going to have a water park, and we're going to have a place for concerts and that stuff. But the city's all the businesses in the city and the businesses around there also help. So that's a good partnership because they know they need the quality of life too, right?
Well, and a lot of these things, they've been public-private partnerships. So you've had people, we're looking at a turf facility. It's going to take more than just the public sector. The private sector is going to be involved too. So there's nothing that we're going alone. We're not going to own and operate these things as a city. We're just going to make the nudge to get them to happen.
Yeah, Choice Center is a good example. Choice Financial. Naming rights on a beautiful facility. There's a lot of those in a lot of communities. And I don't know, UND hockey should be half the battle, right? Come to that beautiful Engelstad Arena, watch a hockey game. What's not to love?
Hey, between Ralph Engelstad Arena and the Alaris Center, large concerts, large events, we've got that. We've got to find a little bit more in that mid-level that's not so, such large-scale stuff.
When somebody comes in and wants to go to work for Northrop Grumman or, out at Grand Sky, UND, whatever, what's the first place you want them to see from a quality of life perspective?
Well, we got a website. I don't love the name. This was picked before. But it's Grand Forks. GF is Cooler is the website. I can tell you a lot of different places to go. Right now, I'd send people downtown. I send them to Ralph Engelstad Arena. I send them to Choice Health and Fitness, all these places to see that we've got big city attributes in a smaller town, and you can get everywhere in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, and that's saying something, right? Because quality of life is also about, how much do I waste on a highway in some smog-filled big city, right?
I live down in Woodbury, and I'd get so angry we want to get up to the lake, and if I didn't leave by, 2 o'clock or 1:30, it'd take 4 or 5 hours to get there. I leave my house in Grand Forest, it's 2.5 hours to the lake, and I go through one light in Fergus Falls, that's it. No matter what, it's 2.5 hours, I can shut off and be at the lake. There's a quality of life to that that's, pretty important.
Absolutely there is. No, that's a very good point. Because as much as we, sort of resist this to say it's a good job, as you said, you go where the job is, I'm amazed. I mean, Fargo, an example, the first place you take them is downtown.
Yeah.
Now, some people, I don't like downtown. I don't like there's people begging for money downtown, or I don't like, but you know what? There is office towers downtown. There are neat little parks downtown. There are cool hotels downtown. There are fun little apartments downtown. And guess what? That's what 20-something and 30-somethings want.
Yeah.
So us gray hairs got to figure that out, that's a draw, right? How's Grand Forks downtown?
Here's what you do. You go through this cycle. You're younger. You want to live like that. Then you have a family and you spur out. And then suddenly you're older again. Your house is empty. You want to be back where the action is. And you go back downtown. So you see this kind of cycle that goes through. And we've got that set up great. I mean, Grand Forks has a great vibe downtown. It's only getting better. We're fixing up the roads, adding more restaurants, adding more to do down there. And with the Greenway as a great feature, we've almost got a boardwalk-type feature that you're going to have in other places in the Greenway, and it's all natural. So on a lot of different levels, I think there's something for a lot of different people.
Yeah. I want to talk a little about the UAS and Space Force. And what that means for the future of Grand Forks, because there's a lot of interest in the Pentagon about Grand Forks right now. For one, Space Force is a new branch of the military, first time we've done that since the Air Force.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. And who are they partnering with? UND,
yeah.
Right? Where is there an FAA test site anywhere else in the country that's getting the attention that Grand Forks is? So a lot going on. We'll do that when we come back with the mayor of Grand Forks, Brandon Bochensky, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I tell you what, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, meatball dinner, Harwood, hot beef sandwich, Valley City, homemade meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Spaghetti and Meatballs, your favorite today, 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. Tacos in Yulin, Beefsteak Fritters in Glendon, PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Morag. Piper's Auctioneers hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. So if you need a Cocoon and you want a nice little upgrade, a Denali would do the trick. That way there you're safe in your little Cocoon. 2012, for example, 2012 GMC Sierra 1500 Denali was $31,700, is now just $27,999. Lots more where that came from, too. And you can shop, click, drive, and oh, by the way, your warranty is for a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
couple more minutes with Mayor Brandon Bochensky, Mayor of the City of Grand Forks. We're broadcasting live today at Strata Corp. We'll do that in just a moment here. After I tell you some big news, you ready for big news? Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new TV show. That's right. Newsmax, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central, Eric Bolling on The Balance. See, he is The Balance. The balance to big media, to woke politics, and to cancel culture. And all this week, he's exposing the dangers of Biden's inflation. It is already rising big time. It could wipe out your wealth. Get the truth about Biden. Eric Bolling, Newsmax, this afternoon. 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax right now on all major cable systems, except for the one that starts with M and ends with O. We keep hearing an announcement is coming. Midco. Rhymes with Midco. I know that much. And they already carry like 11 liberal news channels, but they're not carrying Newsmax. So Midco needs to know you want Newsmax on your TV, on a channel, able to turn it on and watch it, okay? Just let them know you can switch if you don't get that. And also, Newsmax is free already on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today because it's real news for real people. Mayor Grand Forks is here. Brandon Bochensky, a couple minutes left with the mayor. I don't know if people understand, and that sounds like you're, you know, some kind of a condescending academic. I don't mean to do that. But what's on the horizon right now for Grand Forks because of the synergy with UND and the Space Force and UAS and Grand Sky and all the private sector investment, it's hard to find another corner of North Dakota that has that much promise. Am I overstating that?
No, it is pretty exciting. We've become, you know, a huge magnet in the UAS now with Space Force being stood up at Cavalier and their partnership with UND, as well as the SDA, the Space Development Agency, is likely to have a location at Grand Sky, right at the Air Force Base there. And what they do is they connect the private sector between Space Force, Air Force, NASA, space, and everything. So it's really going to even increase our magnet because now we've got contracts that can be won by businesses being here. So it's pretty exciting. And obviously, President Armacost bringing that cyber and that UAS background is part of the reason that we're getting this at UND. And we got to keep driving that as hard as we can because that also helps us keep the base right where it's at.
Andy Armacost could not be better positioned right now to help UND as president of UND because he comes from the Air Force. He's General Armacost. I mean, that's amazing. What a perfect fit right now, right?
Absolutely. And that, yeah, the timing couldn't be any better. And we've got Colonel Curry, who's the new base commander, new wing commander for 319th Reconnaissance Wing, a young guy with a ton of energy, too. So this is, we talk about it, I don't know if I can say it on air, but it's a GSD time, so it's time to get stuff done.
Get stuff done.
Stuff done.
That's the word.
Stuff.
Yep.
There you go.
Got stuff done, right? We use that word all the time.
Yeah.
Because you gotta go when the going's good, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And, there's just so much going on private sector wise. How do you prevent against the last fight being waged? In other words, oh, we want this asset or we want that asset. And know that the future holds a lot of promise, but it's a lot of it's in a secret budget, right?
Well, exactly. You're not going to know about it, but you're going to see construction. You're going to see things going on. And what you have to do is promote yourself. You don't want to be the Alamo. This isn't the last battle that you're fighting. You don't do that. You're here to promote and say all the great things we have and how can we make the Air Force better. And that's what our group's promoting. And people like Jim Bradshaw, who happened to be in this building now, has definitely helped with that over a number of years. But we're going to keep pushing what Grand Forks Air Force Base has to offer rather than saying that we're trying to fight to keep it. That's the whole mentality.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. I want to read you something that I've just received related to changes in the Biden administration about refugees. I'll suffice it to say that North Dakota will need to take between 250 and 450 refugees. The number last year was 60. What used to be LSS and now anew. Because of the Biden administration's rules, these will need to come to either Grand Forks or Fargo because they have a radius on where they can come. They had been split between Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, but the brunt of those are going to come here. Is Grand Forks prepared to handle that number?
Well, over the last couple of years, a lot of those, you know, even with Lutheran Social Services, they ending. You know, there's, I think there's only been in the last couple of years just a handful. So
well, there was a cap
from
the Trump administration.
Exactly.
So you're talking about going from 60 to as high as 450.
And in Grand Forks, I want to say the numbers have been in the single digits. So we're going from single digits to possibly 100, 125. So that's going to be a big undertaking. And it can cause problems too. We've seen that in other places, in let's say St. Cloud, for example. So it'll be interesting to see and, you know, we're going to have to get prepared, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't know. I would imagine there are things that you can do to say, well, wait a minute, we need to have it be 250, not 450, because you're taking it. But I don't know. Is anybody listening? Do they care? I don't know. I mean, right now, I've been at the border. If I say I want to go to Grand Forks because I know somebody who knows somebody and knows somebody in Grand Forks, they write me a check that FEMA reimburses the NGO for, and they send them here.
Wow.
And you have no hey, mayor, heads up. We're just sending 50 folks from the border. Now, the refugees are different.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they've been vetted. But again, they are quadrupling or more the numbers from the Trump administration.
Well, it's pretty shocking. You got the Canadian border is the most locked down it's ever been. The Cuban border is locked down, but the southern border is wide open, and we got 2 million people coming. So this is a drop in the bucket compared to that. But 2 million people is the size of a large U.S. city every year that's entering the country, and that's just the legal ones we know about, not
yeah.
even illegal. But
exactly right. And that's, if you don't think that's a problem here, it is, and it's happening now. That's just breaking news. We're just picking up. So I appreciate you giving your 2 cents on that. And
yeah.
good to see you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Grand Forks Mayor Brandon Bochensky, thanks to our friends at Strata for having us today. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.